Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Great.
Be this radio program, and I would be the aforementioned Doug Steffen, along with my partner in good stuff. Jay Kirshner is here for this to make our way through another hour, slogging through another hour of momentous conversation and things that are happening here, there, and everywhere. It's a big, wide, wonderful universe. There are a lot of things that are changing. There are a lot of people who are denying what the facts are. There are a lot of people that are throwing things at us content-wise. What are you talking about? Why are you talking about that? Listen, because there are a lot of good things to talk about and some things that are important to talk about. We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave.
Heat wave.
Yeah, Martha and the Mandelas. Remember? Well, you don't remember that, but
no. But I know the song. I know the song. It's a great song, and then it was also featured in Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg. That song has legs.
I didn't remember that. Whoopi. That's probably what Sister Act was about 40 years ago, wasn't it?
No, 30, no. Wasn't it somewhere in the 90s?
I don't know. It was the early 90s. I'm sure that will be found, among other things, in the pile of debris that you work through every day. Coming up with the focus on meteorology and the apocalypse that seems to be happening in Europe and here. Hundreds and hundreds of people have died because of the high temperatures there. 748 deaths have been reported in Spain and Portugal.
Yeah, it's intense, but it's also, we have to remember, too, that having AC units inside your homes and apartments isn't really the norm.
No.
Over there, so it's just that much deadlier.
Hey, there are some places in Portugal. A friend of mine went to Portugal for the first time, and it's easy to get to from the East Coast. And I saw the pictures. I want to go there. I've only been in and out of Lisbon. I've never really been to Portugal. And it looks like just a fabulous place, kind of like the coast of Italy. Just a great place. Anyway, so never mind the travelogue, Doug. Let's get to the story behind the story. Wales on the west side of the British Isles, record heat there this week. There are national emergency warnings up all over the place. And most of the situation has not been felt for a long time. Bristol and Bath, those areas, sort of in the western part, southwestern part of England, the heat wave there. France, records have been broken. It's just all over the place. There are towns that are being evacuated because they find themselves in the path of fires and choking smoke. The forest region of France has been inundated with wildfires in the last couple of weeks. So it's a tough time in the old time. And here, we haven't set any records in New England, but there was a tornado blowing through in Brattleboro, Vermont last night up in Keene, New Hampshire. And I had just been there a couple of hours before. I'm going to send you a picture of a cow that I went to pick up. The most wonderful, beautiful cow that I have. A lady couldn't take care of her anymore, and she wanted a sanctuary, and she found me. I found her, so I was pouring yesterday here, and it was good because we need it. So I got in the truck, and Daisy and I went up to pick her up, and so I'll send you a picture, and you can post the picture of this.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Yeah,
very sweet. Anyway, the weather has been wild all over the country. It's still very, very hot and dry in many areas. Down in Dallas and Texas, temperatures way out of whack. And a lot of people think that Texas is this dry, arid place, kind of like the rest of the Southwest, and it's not. Texas is beautiful. There's a lot of great, great farmlands as you go through, start south of Dallas and head west and south.
Absolutely. Beautiful. And there's some areas where it gets crazy humid, too. Super muggy.
Yep. Right. Exactly. So the thing to do, there are lots of tips around. You have to conserve water in most of these places. You also have, we ran out of water in our well on the farm over the weekend. People who have wells, if you have them down far enough, they're not going to be affected by this. But if they're shallow wells, surface wells, they're liable to be affected to a certain extent. The public water supply is being affected. There's all kinds of warnings in California when I was there last weekend. That whole shtick continues. And then you get around to the practical way of fixing or addressing. I don't know if you heal the problem, but you certainly help the problem by being practical. Lake Mead in outside of Las Vegas is kind of drying up. There were a number of, I don't know if you saw this or not, there were a number of this, you know, because close to Las Vegas, where the bad guys are, and they've uncovered lots of bodies. As the water gets low in Lake Mead, there have been a lot of corpses.
Way.
Oh, yeah, that have shown up and all kinds of other things.
Graphic question, are they tied to cement blocks?
I think that that's probably a given. Otherwise, they would float to the surface, and they didn't float to the surface. So,
oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, right.
That's so dark.
It is kind of dark, isn't it? All right, speaking of dark, I don't know if this makes this a good segue or not, but the moment there's a very interesting story from Hawaii about a wedding that got washed, and pardon the pun, washed away, literally and figuratively. That story coming up here on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, Dwayne de Jehalba, busy fits it.
What was that?
Dwayne de Jehalba, busy fits it.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's rock.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here. So check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Quarter past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirshner and I focusing on this bride and groom that had an unexpected visitor on their wedding day. How'd you like to have this? The recount, I'm trying to remember what it was like on my wedding day. I remember crying. I remember the reception, that sort of thing, but it was in a church, and there are some nuances, but nothing like this. This is the story. It's like, almost like a child's book, right? The child's book of waves. And this is a giant wave that crashed into their reception area. Dylan and Riley Murphy in Hawaii talked about their wedding day this past weekend. They were concerned about being rained out.
Right. They never even thought that high tide waves would be an issue.
Mm-hmm. So this was held at a local museum, and it was late in the afternoon. the wedding planner. Do people use wedding planners now all the time? I remember that movie, but I don't remember.
Yeah, especially depending on where you are getting married. Like if you're having the wedding and reception at a resort or something, a lot of times the hotels or resorts will have their own people on staff. There's specific companies that are only wedding planners and will go wherever you go. And the thing about this is before the ceremony was supposed to start, and they're like, okay, it's going to start on time. Looks like the rain's holding off. We're all good.
So it was an outdoor ceremony, basically. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. And the wave crashed into where the reception area was because it was all being held in the same location. And fortunately, nobody was injured. The cake was okay. The food wasn't harmed. But it did take out some of the decoration and tables. And kind of a good news piece is that all of the friends and family members who happened to be standing around jumped into action to put everything right side up and try to dry things off and fix it, and just seeing everybody kind of come together in unison for this couple right before they take their vows. It was kind of a little bit of a good news. But did you see that this also is on the Big Island of Hawaii, that there was this massive wave that crashed right over top of a two-story condo building?
That I did not see. Wow.
It was relatively in the same area. Everybody's okay, but just there's video floating around that we're on social media.
Yeah, there are disturbances that happen. We have a couple of stations in Hawaii on a couple of the islands. I wonder what their feedback is from them. It is one of the most beautiful places in my mind in the world. Fabulous, fabulous place to go on. A perfect place for a wedding. Very romantic, you know, that kind of stuff until something like this happens. But they have disturbances from time to time like this because there are faults in the ocean. The Pacific is more likely to have faults than the Atlantic. That is where it's like an earthquake. And so if they have a minor earthquake and the water gets dislodged or pushed around, then that's where these waves come from. And it can be pretty dangerous, actually. But it's a great place to surf. As you see the beginning of Hawaii 5-0, waves and
the
stuff.
The movie Blue Crush. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. Yep, exactly. Dr. Anthony Fauci says, I've had enough of this. I'm not taking it anymore. And he's leaving when Joe Biden leaves. I guess he's announced that whether Biden knows it or not, his term is over in January. And so when Biden leaves, I'm leaving. He's been there too long, and that's probably not a bad thing that he hits the road. His ideas, I don't know, he's been controversial in a job that ought not to be controversial. I guess we get right down to it.
Yeah, that's what
he's 81. Did I lose Jay? Sounds like I lost Jay. All right, so anyway, Fauci says he doesn't want to be there forever. He noted that no decision has been made precisely. Well, why would you say that you're going to leave when Joe Biden leaves? That sounds pretty precise to me. Anyway, that's the... But between now and then, what will happen in terms of AIDS... AIDS, good, Doug. In terms of the whole business of the virus, and is it going to mutate, and what will they do about it in Washington? I thought it was interesting that the governor of Florida, who's been in the hot seat since he warned parents against giving their babies what he calls baby jabs, now he says he's not going to stand in the way if they choose to vaccinate their children. I think this is a pretty personal choice. I don't think it should be.
Sure. Between parents and the pediatricians.
Yeah, right, exactly. But they didn't order or pre-order vaccines. So here's another fly in the ointment. Getting the state to get why, I guess if it were me, I'd prefer having the doctors and people that are medical folks order the stuff rather than the state. The state's too involved in distributing the stuff. People say, well, what other mechanism is there? I don't know, but I've never been comfortable with the government. It's just too much dependence on the government for everything. And in this circumstance, I think, for a long time I've said this, the whole thing was overcooked, overdone. Especially now you see that people are getting the virus and they had all the shots. I was talking to a friend of mine who lives up the street yesterday. He'd been violently sick for a week. He had all the shots. I think they just wear out after a while, frankly. But all of it is food for thought here, which is what we have plenty of at 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
When you are deficient in whole food vitamin C, I'm not talking about ascorbic acid, the ability of your blood to carry oxygen can drop as low as half to normal. So one of the first reactions to vitamin C complex deficiency is shortness of breath. And in time, this overload on the heart contributes to its ultimate breakdown.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Yeah, there are other radio programs that I do. A Good Day Health, very important. Heard every weekend on many of these same stations, and the American Family Farmer as well. Time for us now to check on the status of things in your social media, trending items, and surprise, surprise, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck are in the celebrity column today. Again, let's find out why after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so J-Lo and Ben eloped in Las Vegas this past weekend. Pretty much everybody knows that. So they're having a party. We're having a party. So they got the whole thing taken care of between the two of them. And now they're inviting everybody they love, which would include a large list of people, I'm going to imagine, right?
Yeah, well, their closest friends, their closest family members, which is probably still a wide circle. And it's going to be happening in Georgia, probably kind of a long weekend celebration lasting over a couple of days. And sources close to the couple are saying it's likely going to happen sometime in the next couple of weeks, possibly coinciding with J-Lo's 53rd birthday, which is on July 24th. And here's the thing, though, that's going to be like, that was really cool. When they were standing in line to get their license and get married in Vegas and all of that stuff.
Did they stand in line like in...
Yeah, they were standing in line with other couples. Yeah, there were like four other couples there. Can you imagine being one of those other couples deciding that you're going to go elope and J-Lo and Ben Affleck are just standing there ready to do the same thing?
Uh-huh. I think that's very sweet. Yeah, okay. Are there pictures of that? Somebody must have Page Six or TMZ. Somebody's going to have pictures of
that. Not posted yet, but yeah, somebody on the sly had to have been secretly taking photos if they saw them or something.
I can remember in the back of my mind knowing that Affleck bought a farm down in Georgia, but I never knew why. He's a Boston guy, not exactly a farm guy. And so I'm wondering, why Georgia? If you're going to buy a farm and you're a Boston guy, you go to the western part of Massachusetts or New York State or something instead of Riceboro, Georgia.
Probably, too, because Georgia has those additional, those tax breaks for filming. A lot of films are being
That's true.
Out there now. So, yeah, probably
it would work
and play at the same time.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, Casey, his brother, invited Matt Damon, Jimmy Kimmel, a lot of people from movies and TV, just the stuff that you'd expect to see in family and friends. So that's good. Kind of cute. Sounds like a good time. I've not been invited. Have you?
I haven't. I'm still checking the mail for my invitation, though.
Please. Let's check and make sure that we are going to be on the list. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. GM is significantly expanding its efforts to educate public safety, fire, and emergency service providers through the United States and Canada as EV sales grow. The company's latest EV first responder training program will focus primarily on personnel in the first responder services, providing instruction and sharing on best practices on how to most efficiently support emergency situations involving electric vehicles. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. You probably don't remember this, Elizabeth. There was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? In this case, Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
A beautiful voice.
Thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With Maryland Governor Larry Hogan term limited, the contest to replace him has drawn the attention of former President Trump, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, even Oprah Winfrey is weighing in. Voters on Tuesday will choose nominees in statewide legislative and congressional races, also the pivotal governor's race. Hogan has endorsed former Labor and Commerce Secretary Kelly Schultz. Trump has backed state legislator Dan Cox.
My campaign is to restore freedom to the free state. What's so wrong about that? Nothing.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor Matthew Pottinger will testify in person during Thursday's made-for-TV, mostly partisan January 6 hearing. A judge in West Virginia has blocked authorities in the U.S. state from enforcing an abortion ban. Oconawa County Circuit Court Judge Tara Salingo granted the Women's Health Center of West Virginia a preliminary injunction against the ban on Monday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, has blocked a push by the Biden administration and Democrats for another $1 trillion spending bill that will make inflation even worse. Senator Marsha Blackburn applauds Manchin's stance on Newsmax.
Biden just cannot spend enough money. He continues to push what he is trying to spend. Now, he spent $4 trillion on COVID, and he's wanting to add another trillion to it. And, Rob, every economist around says the spending needs to stop because it, along with energy, are the primary drivers of inflation. Well, we know that it is not a good idea. We know that this is going to continue to drive up inflation. People that I talk with say 9.1%. They're not looking at the things we spend our money on. When you go to the grocery store, when you go to fill up the tank, you have your prices through the roof.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is backing Karen Taylor Robson in Arizona's Republican gubernatorial primary, going against former President Trump's endorsement. Pence is expected to campaign with Robson, a housing developer, on Friday. And that's the same day that Trump is set to hold a rally for former TV news anchor Carrie Lake and her Arizona gubernatorial run. The winner of the August 2nd Republican primary will likely become the state's next governor. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
Today it's Shark Awareness Day. Shark, is this because of the Sharknado? Or is this some other? There have been a lot of sharks.
Well, sharks get a bad name and because they're scary and they're big. And
they eat people.
That, but, yeah, but apparently sharks are a little bit more afraid of humans than we are of them. More humans eat sharks than sharks eat humans.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now. On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jay Kirstner and the Dougster with some good news about what you're paying for gasoline. There is a trend that I guess we've all noticed. I don't know if we've been marking the day. Some people have. Apparently, in the research that's been done by, there are a couple of different gas outfits that monitor the price of gasoline. And the prices have dropped consistently for almost 30 days, Jay. And I'm not sure that I felt like it was. Last night I was driving out to the western part of the state, and I had to gas up, and it was 4.49, I think, on the Pike, 4.34 around some of the communities. So that's off about 50 or 60 cents. But it's been more dramatic in the last week or 10 days. The states that are most, well, we all know California is the most expensive. And you go through all of that stuff. But yeah, what have you noticed
like
where you
price
are?
Drops and it's still crazy expensive.
It's silly.
Under $4 the last time I filled up, and that was the other day.
Yep. Okay.
That was a nice yes. I appreciated it.
There's a psychology to this, and it happens whenever there are outbursts of outrage around the world or around the country. There's any excuse possible. It's kind of like the stock market. The stock market, the people that run the stock market are out of their minds. And if the toilet doesn't flush on the third floor and whatever the building is, that causes whatever the stock prices are to go down. It's that stupid. And they fluctuate all the time, up, down, sideways. And so in this circumstance, the price of gasoline or other commodities have been fluctuating in an abnormal way. And so it was easy at first for the petroleum companies to blame this on the war in Ukraine. All the pipelines have been interrupted and we can't get, stuff from here to there. When in fact, that had really nothing to do with it. The worldwide supply, yeah, it had something to do with that. And so it puts pressure on the supply and pushes the price up. But the overwhelming evidence shows, mostly you don't have to be a detective, just look at the stock prices of ExxonMobil or some of the big petroleum outfits, the drilling outfit, whoever it is, and they've gone up sharply because the companies have been gouging patrons, that is you and me. And some people say the reason is that they want to try to get profits as high as they can in anticipation of them losing money because of the electric car phase that we're going through at the moment. Everybody wants to have an electric car. Yesterday I was telling the story about seeing a picture somebody sent me from a railroad train. If you are in coal country, you can see these trains going across the plateau. The coal comes from east usually and goes west, but I've seen Santa Fe. We go along, I think, Interstate 10, where it bobs in and out the east-west-south rail trains. The rails themselves are kind of following the highway, and you can see. I remember one day I was driving west, and I counted 100 cars, a coal train with 100 cars on it. So
wow.
Think about
yeah.
Much coal than that. And that's what's fueling most of these plants. It's awful. You think about the impact on the atmosphere and that sort of thing. But in reality, that's where it is. And there haven't been huge strides. So anyway, you look at that sort of thing and you...
That's another productive.
Right. But that's what they do. If they can get away with it, they do. And that's part of business, I guess, as much as anything else. They've gotten away with huge, outrageous profits. And I hope if you own ExxonMobil stock, you're doing well. God love you. But it hasn't been really great for the rest of us. It's got to be some modicum of responsibility on the part of these companies that have somewhere, again, what we've done, the government has allowed, because of lobbyists and the way the system works, to have control of this industry like most other industries in the hands of four or five huge companies. That's it. And so we're victimized, and the only way you don't pay the piper is not to use your car. And this is the time of year when they all know the people that run the oil companies, hey, everybody's out driving, it's vacation time, let's go, fill her up.
Oh, and how many people schedule their vacations and trips specifically for a road trip? They're driving cross-country to stop and see all these places, not just driving from one destination to the other, but the destination is that road trip.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, meaning moving along to something that has some interesting meaning here as we get into other things that are having the trial in Florida, opening statements yesterday in the death penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz. Remember him? He shot and killed those students at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. This has been 4 years. This guy has been sitting in a jail for 4 years, not that I give a damn about him, but the fact, what is this swift justice thing? This is 4 years. He pled guilty in October, and now the jurors have to decide whether he should receive the death penalty or sentenced to life. I'm for the death penalty, even though I'm not for the death penalty. I don't like the death penalty because it's cruel and, I don't know, cruel. Maybe that's overcooked. But it doesn't do anything. It's not a deterrent. And what happens in the system is that if he gets the death penalty, there'll be 20, 30 years of appeals. And the guy will never, it'll just cost the state tons of money, and he'll never get executed anyway. So just put him in jail and throw away the key. And, you know, anyway, this guy...
But it's always just so much worse. Mass shootings are awful to begin with, but when it includes schools...
Sure. Yeah, right. Yeah, hello. So this fellow is a former student, went into the school. I don't want to recount this, actually. I was thinking about the whole business, and why do we recount it, give somebody else an idea? We're not going to go through that. Here's some news from the folks at Toys R Us. Apparently, they're going to reopen. They're going to be in Macy's stores just in time for Christmas. That's a pretty good idea, actually. You know, there are a lot of stores, a lot of companies. Look at what Target has done with their partnership with CVS, for example. Mm-hmm. And a lot of banks... a lot of banks have partnered with the supermarkets, so they have sites there. So here's Toys R Us, which is a huge brand. They went broke, what, 3-4 years ago? It wasn't during the pandemic.
Sometime recently, but before the pandemic. But so you see so many other things doing this. Like, what is it? Sephora and Ulta cosmetics brands will be in Kohl's or Target and different places. So this is going to be pretty cool that you could go into any Macy's, and how much space the Toys R Us locations will get, anywhere from 1,000 square feet to 10,000 square feet, just depending on the size of the Macy's location itself.
Yep. That's a good place, because Macy's needs a little shot in the arm. The department stores, you know, here we are talking about the same thing that we were just with regard to the oil companies. The Macy's folks bought up all of the department stores pretty much in the country, all the regional department stores, local department stores. So is there a department store like Macy's that competes with Macy's? No. There's Target, which is a department store, but you don't see Targets in malls, do you? I don't remember seeing a Target in a mall. You see them self-standing locations,
self-standing or part of strip mall kind of locations.
Yeah.
Yeah, would Dillard's be...
They're gone, aren't they? Dillard's
are they?
Is gone.
I thought there were still some Dillard's. What about, like, Bloomie's for Macy's?
No, because it's upscale.
Oh, okay.
Bloomie's and you know, the other, there are a couple of the upscale ones that are like Bloomie's.
Yeah, I know, like Saks and Nordstrom and stuff, but okay.
Yeah, well, Nordstrom would be a competitor, I would think. Listen to me talking like I'm a shopper. I never go shopping.
I know, you're so fancy.
That's me, Fancy Dougie. All right, let's pause for a moment here and find out what the latest health problem is. We'll move around the world for that after this.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started back.
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See StaplesConnect.com/services/travel for details.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Tide presents Laundry Truth, Cold Heart Savings.
Oh, hey, about to start a load. On hot? You know, washing in cold water with Tide can save you up to $150 a year on your energy bill.
$150? Go on.
The lower the temp, the lower your bills. Simple. Plus, Tide Pods are designed for a powerful clean, even in cold.
Wow, cool tip. Get it?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
Turn to cold and save with Tide. Energy savings based on average from switching from hot to cold in non-AC machines.
All right, 45, almost 46 after the hour here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, with health officials in Africa declaring an outbreak of the Marburg virus. I don't know what the hell is that. It's a high infectious disease, apparently.
Isn't it close to Ebola?
Yeah, I think it is. Like, it's an Ebola-like virus. Yep. So there have been a number of patients. So while we're over here wailing about what's that thing called?
Monkeypox.
There's nothing to worry about. Here is something to worry about. Another virus. So doesn't it bring you around to wondering where all of these
apocalypse
are coming from? Yeah, what is there now about these viruses that are showing up here, there, and everywhere, and different kinds of viruses? And they normally start in Africa. That's in the case of our most recent COVID thing. That didn't come. That started in a laboratory in China and was deliberately spread around the world. Well, it was supposed to be deliberate, but then it got out of control. And one wonders about this. So what are we going to do now? The virus is difficult to transmit, supposedly. It spreads through direct contact with bodily fluids, kind of like AIDS. It feels like that same sort of thing. Anyway, it's very dangerous. And so is it something else to spoil our day?
I don't know. Get your infectious disease bingo cards ready.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
Done, probably.
Speaking of bingo cards, Bernie Sanders is not happy with his president, our president. He's the president in residence. That's our Joe. Joe is in Saudi Arabia. Bernie Sanders doesn't like the Saudis. I don't blame him for that. I don't like him much myself. And so Bernie says that the Saudis ought to be made a pariah on the world stage because of lots of things, but the Khashoggi thing is something that a lot of people have still not gotten over yet, with good reason, because the Saudi crown prince was the one who directed them to kill him and chop him up into pieces and flush him down the toilet. So I don't blame the whole thing. Every time a president who talks tough, on the campaign trail, we're going to make sure we get these guys and hold them responsible. And then when they get into office, there's something that happens with the Saudis. Whether they have pictures of the president with a chicken or whatever it is that they've got, they seem to have it on all of them, right? As soon as they get in there, tough talk stops, right? Trump was going to get them. Everybody back to Clinton was going to get him. Everybody's going to get him.
Yeah, but it's just always so empty because there's never we don't want to say how they're going to do it because then that gives it away. But at least say there's a plan. There's never an acknowledgement of a plan.
So one would wonder, if the Russians really wanted to do something, go take over Saudi Arabia. go to war with them. Take them over. And I'm being facetious, obviously, instead of doing what they're doing. Anyway, that stuff is... You look around all the hotspots in the world. I guess the question is, why can't Rodney King, remember? Well, you probably don't remember him. When I was in first started at KABC, the Rodney King thing was a big deal in Los Angeles. Why can't we all just get along? And that's a refrain that we ought to carry with us every day. Teach your children to get along. You get along with the people that you work with. My heavens. All right, 10 before the hour here.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years.
To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program. Time for our connection of the farm to the food to the family with some items that are important for us to consider here, Jay, including heatflation. This is a new term for us. You know what heatflation is?
Sounds like inflation on the cost of heat or because of heat.
Good for you.
Inflation on products.
Yeah. There are a lot of people who are now studying the impact on grocery costs to you because of the dramatic rise in food prices. Because the dramatic one equals the other equals the other. Okay, so we got heat, and then we have inflation, and then you have high food prices. That's kind of what we're talking about here. The heat waves are impacting crops because a lot of heat waves are in areas where the so-called breadbasket located, and a lot of you saw the story, remember, about a month ago when 230 cattle in, I think it was Iowa, died because there was no water and they couldn't get to the water, and they just cooked out in the pasture.
Quite a few, yeah.
Right, exactly. So anyway, the heatflation index is something you're going to hear more about, not only here in America but around the globe, because we are running into a serious situation where we can't provide enough food. This is something to be concerned about. One of the reasons the grocery bills are going up is because there isn't enough food, and there's price like gasoline, in a sense, even though we know that some of the stuff in terms of gasoline is just gouging. In terms of the food business, there's a certain amount of that as well, because, and as an example of that, I'll tell you how the beef markets are working. The nation's largest food distributor last week joined some other businesses accusing the four largest meat processors of inflating beef prices and of collusion. Sysco is a name you see on trucks all over the place. They've accused Tyson and Cargill, National Beef, and the Chinese owner of the pork producer, I never can remember the name of it, Stone, what is it? Whatever it is, you get the gist of it. Anyway, these guys are all working together to suppress the number of cattle that are being slaughtered, and the prices have been driven up. And this has been going on, it started in 2015, I remember that, and now it's gotten worse since the pandemic. Price-fixing lawsuits now pending against the Chinese. Now, why in the world do the Chinese own our pork processing? This is, I talked about the legislation that was introduced, and I don't know where it's gone. I got to check this. There was a House of Representatives bill that was working its way through committee and the House to prohibit anybody that's a foreign antagonist, like the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, from owning property, mostly farmland in America. It's about time. Why should the Chinese own our farmland? Right? Why should why should any foreign country own that? And that's what is causing the markets to be high concentration of ownership of land and of the services. That's what pushes the prices up. So there are companies that are suing here. The small end, Cisco is only one. There's U.S. Foods that involves a whole bunch of national outfits and local outfits that are going after the beef people because they're fixing the prices.
As they should. We need to support local farmers. We need to support the family farmers.
Yep, for sure. Story about what's going on in Pennsylvania right after this.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
So the Bridge is a real estate development company that's working on turning an abandoned high school into an eco-village. I love this idea. It sounds like what my plan is for an agrohood. They've turned an old high school into an urban farm. This is pretty cool. Have you seen this?
Old business? Great. It's
great
be an
idea.
Eco-village with housing, co-working urban agriculture.
Yep.
Yeah, love it. Sustainable.
Yep. Another idea like the agrohood that I'm developing with some friends here. Yeah. All right, we need more food to be grown. This is a great idea for that. 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.